This is probably the most important bill that I'll introduce this year, so I'd like to talk about it for a couple of minutes. You've heard it said over and over that we need market-based healthcare reforms. At least the conservative side of the aisle says that. That is what this bill does. It outlines market-based changes that would bring down the cost of healthcare for everyone. The market lacks competitors, and so this bill would increase the number of competitors in the market. The market has an ineffective competition, and this bill would allow competition to flourish and work, and the market lacks transparency. And this bill would put transparency into the market. Representative Keith Frederick crossed the rotunda, and I have been working on this for several weeks, and we felt that we were ready to introduce the bill today. This isn't the ACA, it's the ACT, which stands for Access, Competition, and Transparency. First, it would increase access to physicians by allowing financial aid for rural physicians and increase the aid available. It would create a new kind of provider, physicians who didn't match up in the post-grad process, so that they could go out into our rural areas. We would call them assistant physicians. And they would be able to have the same rights and privileges as nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. And we would make it so that physician's assistants could have the geographic availability that nurse practitioners have. It would help keep doctors in Missouri by allowing for some meaningful tort reform that would be the coverage of expert witness fees, so that it would be sort of like loser pays the expert witness fees. I can tell you that expert witness fees are a huge cost, and so it would have an effect to lower the premiums so that physicians could stay, and I think it's sort of a compromise position that might actually work. On the MoHealthNet front, it would increase access by allowing MoHealthNet patients to have health savings accounts, much like we talked about in the interim committee chaired by the senator from the third. There would also be a pilot EBT program so that we could put the incentives and disincentives in front of Medicaid patients so that it would help save money and thereby free up dollars that could be used to cover more people. And on the competition front, it would reform the certificate of need process. Currently, the CON keeps competitors out of the marketplace, and we need to fix that. It would stop the practice of economic credentialing. Some of our bigger institutions are keeping providers out of the market and not allowing them to compete by not giving them privileges, even for having, say, an office building that competes with a hospital's office building. And that's wrong. We need to fix it. Another area is restrictive physician employment contracts. And we propose that not-for-profit hospitals would not be able to employ physicians with a covenant not to compete. These hospitals don't pay taxes. They are supposed to exist for the public benefit. And when a physician comes in and works for them, they shouldn't be forced to leave if they have built up a huge patient practice. So it would help to increase competition that way. Any willing provider is another way to increase competition. And I proposed a way to do any willing provider that would be much more palatable. And I offered it last year, but it didn't go anywhere. I'm hoping that it receives a more favorable look this year. Most favored nation clauses are used by insurance companies to keep prices up. They stifle competition. Basically, what they say is that any hospital that negotiates with the insurance company can't offer another insurance company a lower price. That tends to keep prices up. And so this bill would stop that practice. And then finally, T is for transparency. And what we've asked is that insurance companies and providers give an estimate to the patients prior to having a service. And once again, I've offered the language that would outlaw the contractual provisions that prevent providers from telling patients what the allowable amount is. If you call and you want to get a healthcare service, you need to know the allowable amount so that you can make a rational decision as to which provider to go to. But you can't because the insurance companies won't allow the providers to give you the allowable amount, and they do that through their contracts. But they'll tell you the next day. If you go and you choose a provider, the insurance company will send you a statement called the explanation of benefits, and it'll tell what the allowable amount is right there. We need to turn that around, and this bill would do that so that people could know how much things would cost. And then it would ask hospitals and ambulatory surgical centers to just post the prices of their most used codes on the internet for everyone to see. I haven't listed everything that the bill does, but those are the main features. And so, once again, what it does is it increases access to put more providers into the market, increasing the number of competitors and removing those forces that tend to take competitors out of the market. Second of all, it allows competition to operate. And thirdly, it allows patients to know how much things will cost in advance so that they can make rational decisions about where to get the care. And if this bill became law, this would be the market-based reforms that I believe are really needed. And it would also provide the incentives and disincentives that our Medicaid program needs in order to bring down costs. And I'm hopeful that in addition to the bill that the senator from the 3rd has offered and the bill that the senator from Barrie has offered, that this one would be considered in the mix so that we could come up with a Senate position that would truly transform the marketplace in our healthcare system. Thank you, Mr. President.